It's Wednesday, the 25th of September, and this is the Monocle Minute. Today,
Parliament has not been prorogued. This is the unanimous judgment of all 11 justices.
Obviously, this is a verdict that we will respect, and we respect the judicial process. I have to say, I strongly disagree.
Britain's Supreme Court rules that Boris Johnson's suspension of Parliament was unlawful. MPs are due to return to the House of Commons today. We'll have a full analysis with our correspondent, Paul Osborne. Plus,
the research attempts to find the best species to thrive in the changing cityscape, where skyscrapers crowd out the sunlight, crimp root room, and pollution affects the soil quality.
The bold new plan that's aiming to make Vietnam's capital a little greener. I'm Ben Rylan in London. The Monocle Minute starts now.
This court has already concluded that the Prime Minister's advice to Her Majesty was unlawful, void, and of no effect.
Britain's Supreme Court President Lady Hale delivering the court's unanimous ruling early yesterday that the suspension of the UK's Parliament was unlawful. The extraordinary development prompted calls for the Prime Minister, Boris Johnson, to resign. MPs are due to return to the House of Commons today on what's sure to be another eventful day in British politics. Monocle's Paul Osborne has this report.
There's been no shortage of dramatic moments in British politics in the last few years. But this really is something different.
The court is bound to conclude, therefore, that the decision to advise Her Majesty to prorogue Parliament was unlawful because it had the effect of frustrating or preventing the ability of Parliament to carry out its constitutional functions without reasonable justification.
Most observers thought the Supreme Court would be too nervous to directly intervene in politics like this. Not only did the 11 justices rule the suspension of Parliament unlawful, they were unanimous.
Parliament has not been prorogued.
Consider for a moment what this means. Britain's highest court says the UK's Prime Minister broke the law. He misled the Queen. He misled Parliament. He misled the public. Boris Johnson, in office for a little over 60 days, humiliated, powerless, impotent, in the face of the forces that oppose him.
I have to say I strongly disagree with what the justices have found. I don't think that it's right, but we will go ahead and, of course, Parliament will come back.
So MPs are racing back to Westminster, where the Speaker, John Bercow, who staged his own protest of Parliament suspension, will open the doors of the Commons later today.
For the avoidance of doubt, there will be full scope for urgent questions, for ministerial statements, and for applications for emergency debates, understanding order number 24.
Boris Johnson, meanwhile, hot-foots it from the UN General Assembly in New York to an overnight flight back to the UK in time for the resumption of Parliament.
I think the most important thing is we get on and deliver Brexit on October the 31st. And there's clearly the claimants in this case are determined to try to frustrate that and to stop that. I think it'd be very unfortunate if Parliament made that objective, which the people want delivered, more difficult. But we'll get on.
But how? Never before has a Prime Minister been this powerless. Boris Johnson wants an election, but MPs won't let him have one. He's tried to suspend Parliament and the courts blocked him. He says Brexit will happen next month, but MPs have already passed a law forcing him to request an extension if he can't tie down a deal. Meanwhile, opposition leader Jeremy Corbyn tells his Labour Party conference that it's time for Johnson to go.
Boris Johnson has been found to have misled the country. This unelected Prime Minister should now resign. He thinks he's above us all. He's part of an elite that disdains democracy. I tell you this, I don't think he's fit to be Prime Minister.
Right now, Boris Johnson is Prime Minister in name only. He has no majority in Parliament, no way to get his legislation through. He is effectively being held hostage by opposition MPs. It is they, not he, who will decide when that general election takes place. This truly was a historic day for Britain's unwritten constitution, one that will be referenced in legal texts long after we're all gone. But has it brought the country any closer to resolving the Brexit crisis? Not really. There's still no majority in Parliament for any form of Brexit, or for leaving without a deal, or for scrapping the whole thing. The EU still says Britain hasn't come up with a workable alternative deal. Yet Boris Johnson continues to insist he will get a deal and get the UK out of the EU in fewer than 40 days. After yesterday's events, though, why would anyone believe him? For Monocle, in London, I'm Paul Osborne.
Now to Vietnam, where the nation's capital is embarking on an ambitious new plan that could see the city turning a little greener.
The Ministry of Construction in Ho Chi Minh City, Vietnam, is branching out. The fast-growing Vietnamese capital is conducting a survey of the city's arboreal inhabitants, nearly 160,000 trees from 180 species, ahead of a planting drive. The research attempts to find the best species to thrive in the changing cityscape, where skyscrapers crowd out the sunlight, crimp root room, and pollution affects the soil quality. Done well, the scheme can root out a few urban blights too. If the agency decides to plant mature trees, it could create shade for pedestrians, mop up some air pollution, and potentially even keep those squadrons of unruly motorcyclists off the pavement while they're at it.
Finally today, Monocle's senior editor, Robert Bound, reflects on how Britain's political framework is holding up under the weight of chaos.
In his first 2 months in power, the British Prime Minister has lost his first 6 votes in the House of Commons, broken the law in suspending Parliament, and misled the monarch. It's quite a track record. Despite the Queen's catchy old name, Sovereign, Parliament is sovereign in fact, and yesterday morning as thunder crashed over London, the maximum number of 11 justices of the UK's Supreme Court unanimously found Parliament not to have been prorogued legally. In fact, not prorogued at all. MPs effectively have been ordered back to Westminster. Good news for those who want to debate with the government, bad news for the government. Standing in the rain, the Speaker of the House of Commons said that there will be full scope for urgent questions, for ministerial statements, and for applications for emergency debates. Boris Johnson is currently flying back from New York to face the music that will likely now sound like Bernard Herrmann's strings for Psycho. But who will be stabbed in the shower scene? The political journalist Carol Walker told Monocle 24 that although Johnson's advisers, such as Dominic Cummings, are likely to advise him to put on a show of force, some more senior civil servants may say it's time to think again. Johnson has been asked if he'll resign, and he surely won't. Johnson has asked for a general election, but for the time being, the opposition Labour Party won't agree to one. It's likely that Johnson's chief adviser, Dominic Cummings, urged him towards this do-or-die politicking. If Johnson's wise, he'll encourage that Primarch Machiavelli to fall on his sword, praying that it is dead sharp. Fancy that, Brexiters. A sovereign UK court making a decision you don't like. Ah, remember the good old European Court of Justice.
That's all in today's programme. You can read and subscribe to our daily email bulletin at our website, monocle.com. I'm Ben Ryland. The Monocle Minute returns on Thursday.